Okay, well, the Bay College Norse have a new signee for women's basketball coming up for next season, Elena Trudeau from Gladstone. How you doing, girl?
I'm good.
Well, let me ask you, you know, last game out, you know, you had Escanaba there and couldn't pull that one out. So you looking for the future now. What made you decide to come to Bay?
There were many things that made me decide to go to Bay. It was close to home, and that's where I wanted to go to college, is somewhere close. I really liked Coach Gregory when he had me come on a visit, and it just seemed like the right decision for me.
And I imagine, too, I mean, hopefully we don't have the corona stuff going on where you can actually, you know, your family and friends can come and watch you play at least half your games, right?
Yeah, for sure. That will have a lot of people coming to watch me, and that'll be super fun.
Yeah, well, how do you feel your season has gone? You've been known for your three-point shooting this year, right? How do you feel you've gotten better as a player?
I think we actually had a really good season this year. We had great team chemistry, so that helped a lot. So we spread the ball around really well, which is what a team needs.
And how do you feel you fit into Bay's system? You obviously have followed our team, even though you haven't been able to come into the field house and watch.
Yeah, Coach Gregory has been saying that they need more shooters on their team, and that's one of the reasons why he wants me, and I feel like I'll definitely be a good fit there. And I'm excited to have him as a coach.
Yeah, how about the defensive side of the ball? That's something that at times, you know, we've given up too many points this season here at Bay.
Yeah, definitely. Coach Creighton's emphasized defense, so I have gotten better over defense the past 3 years while I've been coached under him, so that'll definitely help me a lot.
Now, you know, we also have a softball team here at Bay. And I don't know if Coach Heidi Sharon has called you or not.
She has not.
Okay, I'm gonna give her your number. So maybe you'll be a two. Okay. Maybe you'll be a two-sport athlete. But yeah, I'm just teasing you there. I guess last question is what do you plan to study here at Bay? And you know, when are we gonna see you around campus?
I plan to study either radiology or pharmacy. And I'm sure you'll start seeing me around there soon. I'll start to be there more.
Yes, well, it's great to have you. And you've, of course, you know some of the other girls that are signing, right? The Arsenal girl from North Central, right?
Yeah, I do.
I'm not sure if you know her or not, but I think that's a good start from local girls.
Yeah, I don't know her personally, but I know of her. And so it'll be nice to have someone local.
Yeah. Maybe the two of you can combine to score like Nicole and Megan did last night.
Oh yeah.
She's like, okay, just shut up. Hey, thanks a lot for doing this. It's going to be great having you on campus and with the team, and you'll get ready for your interviews on Bay College Radio next week, next year.
Oh yeah, I'll be ready.
Oh yeah, yeah. You don't need to take any speaking classes, Elena. You'll be fine.
Okay, perfect.
All right, thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
One of our player spotlights is another of the signees for the Bay College Norse, Andy Arsenault, the pride of North Central High School. How you doing, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm just hanging in there. About to watch your sister play.
Yeah.
So what do you think? Is that why you decided to come here to Bay College?
Yeah, I definitely wanted to have another chance to play with my sister again. And it was like a close to home and great opportunity for me to continue my playing basketball.
So how did it all come about? I you know, personally, I could tell you that Matt Gregory was talking about you for quite a while on our bus trips, wondering if, you know, you'd come play for us. So how did it all happen?
Yeah, so Bree kind of talked to him a little bit about me, and he texted me and showed interest, and I did too, I guess. So, yeah, we signed, and it was pretty exciting.
Yeah. Did you consider other places, or was it always Bay?
It was pretty much just Bay.
And so Bree really twisted your arm, hey?
Yeah, she definitely wanted me to go.
Yeah, what does that mean to you? Not everybody gets to play with their sister or brother. I mean, that's, I imagine, very special.
Yeah, I've played with her pretty much all through middle school, high school, And this was the first year I didn't play with her, and it wasn't the same. But so I'm really happy that I have another chance to do it with her again.
What do you think will be some of the things that in your game is going to be good for Bay College? In other words, how do you feel you can help the program?
Hopefully just some bringing like hard work and yeah.
Yeah. Well, we could use a few points too. We could use a few baskets.
Yeah. Hopefully I can help in that part. Just working together as a team to get better.
What would you say is a strength of your game? Is it offense or defense?
Probably more on the offensive end.
Yeah. Yeah. You like to put the ball in the hoop, right?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that is the name of the game. What do you plan on studying here at Bay College?
Nursing.
Nursing. All right. So you're going to be a nurse, and what's Bree going to be?
She's going for teaching.
All right. So could she teach you how to be a nurse?
Probably. I don't know.
Probably not, right? Okay, so it's too bad we haven't been able to have fans in. You haven't been able to see your sister play in person, but I guess the live stream has to do, right?
Yep. My parents got to go see her, I think, down in Finlandia, which they loved being able to finally go see her.
Yeah. But yep.
Definitely TV, so you can just sit on the couch and relax and watch.
That's right. Okay, well, you go ahead and give your shout-outs to anyone you think may be listening.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my parents, Rick and Cindy, and then all my siblings, and my dad, Dan Arsenal, and then all my teammates and Coach TJ and Pete Schlenvogt.
Yeah, Coach TJ, who I have to put up with on the bus most of the year, right? Here at Bay.
Yeah.
And we tease him about that technical foul he got, Andy.
Oh, you have?
That's oh, awesome. Yes. We had to tease him about that. Wasn't that? You had to be thinking, wow.
There he is, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, Andy, thanks a lot for doing this, and it's great to have you as a member of the Norse team.
Thank you.
All right, more coming up after this timeout during our halftime show, Bay College Radio, Maverick 106.
Thank you.